The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ROSS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROSS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday presented by America's number one rated sportsbook app. That would be the DraftKings Sportsbook app, of course. And if you listen to the Even Money Podcast, you would already be up for this week because I told you to take the Dolphins plus the 3 points. More on that in a little bit. What is a Finish Strong Friday? It's the same thing I tell my wife. Same thing I tell my daughters. You bring it on a Friday for yourself, for your family, so that you feel so good about finishing the work week strong heading into the weekend. So let's all do it together. Finish Strong Friday. Spread the word winner for this week. Ginger Reichall? I'm going to say Reichall, R-E-I-C-H-A-L-L. And all Ginger did was like the clip we posted to Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL of Trey Smith when Emory Hunt said he is a check the birth certificate guy from the College Draft Podcast. So as you know, we got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm at RossTuckerNFL. All those places, we're at RossTuckerPod, Twitter, and Instagram. We also have the YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. That is where we post all of the shows in their entirety, if you'd like to watch them or listen to them that way. And we also post the two or three highlight clips that we try to get up on social media, but they're definitely on the YouTube page. Some of them I will post to the Facebook page, including I did the Trey Smith one, and Ginger Reichall liked it. And Ginger, it was that easy. Let me know if you want a signed picture, signed football card, whatever you want, let me know. I've got some cool Army press passes. I'll be getting some more press passes this week. I've got the Broncos and the Jets next Thursday night. So a lot for you to be able to get to there, Ginger. If you would like, just let me know. Sponsor confirmation email winner. The fourth week already, if you can believe that, of the Madden code. And this one goes to Nick LaGrat. Nick LaGrat, he sent in a Harry's confirmation. He sent in a fantasy points using the code Feast confirmation. He sent in a DraftKings screenshot of depositing money after he got the app on his phone and put the code Ross in. And he mentioned he has three daughters that have birthdays coming up. September, October, November. So, Nick, that won me over, bro. You got it. You're the week four Madden winner. I got two more Madden codes next week. Still DraftKings and still Omaha Steaks. Just make sure you let me know when you email me, ross@rostucker.com, exactly whether you want the PS4 version or the Xbox version. The YouTube shout out, that's a YouTube subscriber trying to get to 1,000. Really helps out if you guys just subscribe to the YouTube page so we can get to 1,000. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Dougal Chestnut or Dougal It's D-O-U-G-A-L-L, either Dougal or Dougal. I think it's Dougal. I'm not sure. I think it's one of our international listeners. So congratulations, Dougal. I'll go Dougal. Let me know who you want the YouTube shout out for. I love doing YouTube shout outs. It's the same thing as the cameo that you guys get me to do sometimes. Very, very fun. Same type of deal. Speaking of very, very fun, Ryan Fitzpatrick is very, very fun. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Good morning, Ross. Well, week three got started in the Sunshine State. Jags hosted the Dolphins. Miami gets their first win of the season, and they beat Jacksonville 31-13.
My boy Fitzmagic, and I've already tweeted this morning at Ross Tucker NFL. You got to check out his post-game outfit. It was amazing. He's hilarious. And I truly do. I think you guys have probably realized this over the years, those of you that are loyal listeners. I love that he is slaying so many Ivy League stereotypes with the way he plays on the field, which is like a maniac. I still don't understand why he takes some of the shots he does. He's an absolute lunatic. And how he acts off the field. Like, just because maybe you got good SATs or good grades, or you decided, wow, football is an awesome opportunity to be able to let me have the chance to go to a school in the Ivy League, like Princeton or Harvard, doesn't mean you're not, like, fun or normal or anything like that. Like, I mean, I was just a kid from Reading way before I decided to go to Princeton because I thought, man, if I can go to Princeton or Harvard because of football, it's amazing. I got to do it. Use checks like that too. Like, Ivy League guys like to have fun too. Ivy League guys like daddy sodas. Ivy League guys like to try to kick your you-know-what on the football field, fly around. Anyway, he was awesome. Got off to a great start. He was on fire. At one point, he had like 21 straight completions going back to the last game. Would have had more. Gesicki actually dropped the pass that hit him right in the chest. And, you know, they got Gaskin involved early, got to a 14-0 lead. I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game. I said on the Bet Sweat show, it's a live show I do 10 to noon on radio.com, that I thought the over had a good chance to hit. I thought it'd be like 31-28, something like that. Well, the Dolphins held up their end of the bargain with the 31. The Jags could not. I mean, Laviska Shenault had a nice play. James Robinson, that undrafted rookie, he came to play. But no DJ Chark, I feel like, hurt them quite a bit. Chris Conley is not a very good player. Chark is. That's a big loss. And I think they fooled the – if you listen to Greg Cosell yesterday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, he mentioned how the Dolphins have been primarily a man-to-man team. Well, I think they actually fooled Minshew and the Jags. They played a lot more zone. I don't think the Jags were ready for it. They took a step back. He had a couple turnovers. He was getting sacked. So they got that touchdown. But then the Dolphins pretty much pulled away. Fitz ran over a couple dudes on fourth downs, found Gesicki for a touchdown. I mean, the run game was just okay. It was really about my guy, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and about the fact that we have now started the weekend 1-0 on the Even Money podcast. And one more unit, up 8 units so far now on the year, which is pretty darn cool. You know what else is cool? NetSuite. If you're a business owner, you don't need me to tell you that running a business is tough. Brian and I know it. I've got a few businesses. You might be making it harder on yourself than necessary. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. NetSuite is the upgrade that you need. The world's number one cloud business system. HR, inventory, e-commerce, everything, all in one place, instantaneously. So you got to check it out. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Tucker. You want to talk about an easy sponsor confirmation. to ask me a question or maybe be a winner one week. It's just a free product tour. That's all we're asking you to do. And honestly, it'll help your business. And if you don't think it does, that's fine. But at least take the couple minutes to do the free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Tucker. netsuite.com/Tucker.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Let's start Houston at Pittsburgh.
So I like the Steelers to win the game. I think that they are the better team. I think, though, I've said this on the Even Money podcast, and I'll say it here. The way the NFL works is there's going to be more 1-2 and 2-1 teams than there are 3-0 and 0-3. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily going to happen in this game. In fact, I'm picking the Steelers to win because I think they're the better team. But I would not be surprised at all if the Houston Texans win. The Steelers looked a little shaky in the second half against the Broncos, trying to close them out. The Texans are too good to be 0-3. Now, they will be probably, but and it's primarily because of the schedule. But I'd be leery of this game. I'll say Pittsburgh wins the game. Probably 23-20. I think it's a really good, really close, low-scoring game.
Tux takes.
Well, someone's going to get their first win, unless it's a tie. It's Cincinnati 0-2 at the Eagles 0-2.
Can you imagine if they tied? By the way, like, it might have been 2012 or 2008. They tied, Bri, and that's the game where McNabb said he didn't know you could tie. Remember that?
Yeah.
McNabb's like, I didn't even know you could tie. Can you? He's like, I can't imagine what would happen if that was the Super Bowl. It's like, Donovan, they wouldn't let you tie in the Super Bowl, dude. Like, anyway, he got roasted for that one. Listen, Eagles, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Now they lost their starting left guard. Now they lost their starting wide receiver. I think they're going to win because I think that their D-line is going to dominate the Bengals O-line. But I don't necessarily feel great about it. And I don't think anybody else should either. It's hard to have watched the Eagles to this point and feel great about their chances of easily winning this game, which is why I believe I took on the Even Money podcast the Bengals and the points. But that was when the Bengals were getting 6.5 points. Now on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, they're only getting 4.5 points. So that is a big, big difference. I'll take the Eagles. You know, A.J. Green doesn't look like the same guy. And Joe Burrow's good. I don't know that he's this good to come into Philadelphia and get a win against a desperate, desperate Eagles team. Give me the Birds 27. I'll say, now I'm feeling like 27. I'll say 27-23 Eagles win.
Tux takes.
The San Francisco Giants at San Francisco Giants. I can't believe I said that. San Francisco 49ers at the New York Giants. I knew one of them was the Giants.
I mean, obviously, that's the name of the baseball team, and you're looking at a screen that says San Francisco and Giants. So yeah. That's very understandable, Brian. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Thank you, Ross.
I think Nick Mullins is a decent quarterback. I think the Niners will win the game. But I think this is another really close game. I mean, I said on the Even Money podcast, I like the Giants with the points again because the Niners are so beat up. So if you look right now, the Giants are getting 4 points. They were getting more than that. I think it was 4.5, maybe even more than that when Steve and I talked about it on the Even Money podcast. By the way, speaking of DraftKings Sportsbook app, I'm going to keep talking about them. I might as well tell you guys, all new users get the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. So, again, I told you guys this before, whether your state is street legal or not, get the DraftKings Sportsbook app on your phone and please put the promo code Ross in. That way you at least have that in there. And most states you can at least deposit, even if you can't place a wager yet. If you can place a wager, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Ross when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. You can all do that. But then pick any team during week three. Maybe it's the Bengals. Maybe it's the Giants. Bet $1 on them and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code Ross during sign-up. Limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey or PA only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, great way to get started on Madden. I only have two Madden codes left, so good way to get started on it. I'll take the Niners to win the game, despite how beat up they are, Bri. But this is an either-way game for me. 20-17, Niners.
Tux takes.
Las Vegas at New England.
I like New England. You know, Raiders had that Monday night game, and they're coming into this game a little beat up at several spots. I don't love that. Cam is playing extremely well. Thought New England was really impressive the other night. I'll take the Patriots. Bring the Raiders back to earth a little bit. Boy, that would be a week, though, huh? If the Raiders were able to beat first the Saints and then the Patriots, wow. Raider Nation would be going crazy, and rightfully so, if that happened. I don't think so. I mean, look, it wouldn't shock me, but I don't think so. I think the Patriots take care of business 27-20 over the Raiders.
Tux takes.
Tennessee Titans, 2-0 at the 0-2 Minnesota Vikings.
So this was one part of a two-team teaser on the Even Money podcast. This is one of the games I'm talking about. Kind of like Pittsburgh-Houston, where it's like, be careful, be careful. I don't really think the Vikings are an 0-3 team. I don't really think the Titans are a 3-0 team. And I know what you're saying, Ross, that's not like analysis of the game. Okay, here's some analysis. I don't think the Vikings can possibly play worse than they did the first 2 weeks. I also don't really think the Titans are really playing all that great. I think they were fortunate to win both games they did. I don't think they'll get fortunate for a third time. I'm calling it now. Vikings find a way to get this win. 23-20. Let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week. Takes.
1-1 Washington at 1-1 Cleveland.
Is that where you're going to be, Bri?
No, I'm going to be in Denver for the Tampa Bay Bucks and Broncos.
Oh, tell Tommy I said hi. So I'll go Cleveland to win the game. This is a potential survivor pick. It's not the best survivor pick, but it's a potential survivor pick for sure. I just don't think Dwayne Haskins is very good. I don't think Washington has a lot of weapons that help him that much or a great offensive line. And I think Cleveland might start to get some momentum here. A little 2-1, Kevin Stefanski. Schedule fell nicely for them with Bengals week two and Washington in week three. I'll take Cleveland. They actually had extra time to prepare and rest for this one as well. Cleveland wins this one 23-16.
Tux takes.
The Los Angeles Rams at the Buffalo Bills, both 2-0.
Yeah, this is a sneaky awesome game because whichever team wins this game, you're going to be like, wow, like that team's got some serious stuff going this year. I mean, that team's legit this year because they'll be 3-0 and then they'll have a impressive win over the other one. So this is like a, mark my words, whichever team wins this game, next week it'll be like, oh man, they are good. This is the year. And the other team, people like won't talk about it at all. They'll forget about them. So I'm going to go Buffalo. But I think this is almost a toss-up game. I'll go Buffalo. They're playing at home. Man, I wish their fans could be there. I love their fans, and they deserve it. But unfortunately, it is not meant to be right now. But I think Buffalo wins. Josh Allen's playing out of his mind right now. Back-to-back East Coast trips for the Rams. I don't think they'll be able to run on the Bills as effectively as they ran the ball the first 2 weeks against the Cowboys and the Eagles. Give me the Bills in an awesome football game, 27-24.
Tuck Takes.
Chicago Bears at the Atlanta Falcons.
You know, it's funny. It says a lot about a lot that, and I think I talked about this on Even Money, but that the Bears are undefeated, 2-0. The Falcons haven't won yet. They're 0-2. And yet the Falcons right now, Bri, are 3.5-point favorites on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You know why? Because the people that set those lines are pretty good at what they do. And they know that the Falcons are going to win this game. And they might win it by more than a field goal. I just don't think that the Bears can keep up with them scoring. The Falcons are automatic going to score 20 points. Although the Julio Jones thing has me a little bit nervous. I still think the Falcons pretty easily are able to score, go ahead and score 24 points. And I don't think the Bears get there. I'll go 24-17 Atlanta.
Ducks takes.
Next game, it's Carolina at the Chargers.
Justin Herbert is going to get another start in this one because Tyrod Taylor is still
not 100%. Don't apologize to me.
What's that?
I said, don't apologize to me.
Well, yeah, but you're the one that, I mean, I swear he's gone back and forth on that 3 or 4 times, but that's fine. It certainly looks like Tyrod. I'll say that when you spell it. Yeah.
By the way, Dr. Chow was on with Andrew Brandt on the Business of Sports talking all about going into the weeds in depth on the punctured lung, how rare it is or how not rare it is. So check that out.
Yeah, you need to. Business of Sports podcast. Our guy, Dr. Chow, former Chargers team doctor. I actually talked to Dr. Chow for a while yesterday. Oh, yeah. And we were talking about the punctured lung and the fact that he could have called it a punctured lung. Like, he could have actually done like a headline when he tweeted it and been like, Chargers team doctor, you know, deflates Chargers hope. Like, he could have said, Chargers team doctor, you know, collapses Tyrod Taylor's lung, you know, and like, he could have gotten all the headlines, but he's just not like that. He just said, listen, happens every once in a while. You know, it's understandable, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, I think that the Chargers win the game. I kind of think Carolina keeps it close, though. Now that they've had a chance to see Justin Herbert play and they can game plan for Justin Herbert's skill set as opposed to being surprised by what Justin Herbert can do like the Chiefs were last week, I think that the Panthers will be prepared. I also think that the Panthers will be able to, even without Christian McCaffrey, and I know the Chargers have a very good defense, I still think Carolina will be able to keep it somewhat close with Bridgewater. So this one feels to me like I'm going to go 23-17 Chargers. 23-17 might be a little bit higher scoring than that, but 23-17 Chargers. By the way, Bri, you guys know this. I take supporting local businesses like G&A Pizzeria in Reading, where I'm from, or Pizza Boy Brewing around here in Harrisburg, where I live. I take that serious. Help support your local businesses, whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, or favorite shops. Local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. They remember your order and call you by name, always giving back, making a difference, and going that extra mile. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need our support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, help your team score and choose to shop at local businesses. And while you're there, look for the contactless symbol and tap to pay with a contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Official partner of the NFL.
Tuck Takes.
A little Monday preview here. The Jets going to fall to 0-3, and the Colts will improve to 2-1.
It's a shame the Jets are that bad. I mean, Sam Darnold made an unbelievable play last week that I've seen a few times. Just an unbelievable rolling to his left and throw. Mekhi Becton's a lot of fun to watch. That's about it. That's about what it gets you excited for the Jets. Meanwhile, Colts D is playing well. Colts running the rock. They've got their formula. Colts smash the Jets 27-13. This is the one you lock up, Bri.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week. Tuck Takes.
Moving on. Dallas at Seattle.
Should be an awesome game. It's the marquee late game, and it should be. Really looking forward to it. Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson. NFL does such a good job of making sure we've got at least one really good game in the 4 o'clock window, Sunday night, Monday night. Kudos to them. Mike North, who's been on the show before, and the scheduling crew, awesome. This will be a back-and-forth affair. This will be a high-scoring affair. This will be an awesome game. I'll still take Seattle and Russell Wilson to get it done late over Dak and the Cowboys, who are still pretty beat up, although the Seahawks lost a couple guys this week as well in Blair and Bruce Irvin. Let's go big. Let's go real big. Seattle 38, Dallas 35.
Tuck Takes.
Tampa Bay at Denver.
You know, Bri, I don't think I've ever called a game at Denver.
Oh, it's great.
I've played at Denver in the playoffs for New England. The only playoff game I ever played in was at Denver. But I've never broadcast a game there for some unknown reason. How's the food typically?
Typically,
I guess it's different this year, but
typically very good. But we'll see what they with what they pull out this year. No idea.
So I like the Bucs to win the game. You know, again, now they've got the whole week to prepare for Jeff Driscoll rather than being surprised when it happened during the game. Bucs got a little bit better in week two. Now they get Chris Godwin back. Broncos are dropping like flies. Tampa Bay 27, Denver 17.
Tuck Takes.
Detroit at Arizona.
So this is an 0-2, 2-0. So this is a little sneaky for an upset or the underdog, but I'm not predicting. Look, I told you guys this before. When I make my picks on this show, I don't do it for flair. I don't do it for headlines. I do it for like, if you and your brother or your buddy are betting a dollar on the game straight up, who's going to win? I'm telling you who I think is going to win the game. Like, that's who I think is going to win the game. I think Arizona's going to win the game. I would not be shocked if Detroit did. I can see the argument in taking the Lions and the points. Law of averages a little bit. Just feels to me like the Arizona Cardinals are in a pretty good groove. And it feels like it's getting late early in Detroit. And that, you know, Martha Firestone Ford said, I expect to be in playoff contention next year. That's not looking likely, which means it is looking likely that Patricia's on a very hot seat. And so that's not good. That's not good at all. That starts to permeate throughout the organization. Arizona 31, Detroit 23. Arizona gets the victory. That might be a game, by the way, that you go ahead and check out the condensed version on NFL Game Pass, because I do think there's going to be a decent amount of scoring, and it's desperate times, call for desperate measures for the Detroit Lions. You can see every game, every snap from every game. I know people that like to see, you know, if they bet on the game, they like to go back and watch the condensed version. People like to see it if they have fantasy players. They want to see how their fantasy guys are doing. Totally get it. You can check out all of that on NFL Game Pass. They also have the coaches tape if you want to be able to check out some of the O-linemen and D-linemen from the end zone copy. NFL Game Pass is where it's at. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. They have that NFL Films archive too. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops.
Tux Takes.
Sunday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers at the New Orleans Saints. No crowd, so no home field advantage, or really big home field advantage for the Saints.
Right, but, and this is unfortunate because I think I might have taken the Packers and the points on the Even Money podcast. I think the Saints are going to win because I do not think Devontae Adams is going to play. I have a very good NFL insider tweet translator. And Tom Pelissero had said a couple days ago, actually, that, you know, Devontae Adams, you know, feeling better, but it's a long season. They need him healthy, one to watch. My NFL insider tweet translator spits that out to Devontae Adams is not playing. So just remember that when the inactives come out Sunday, I do not think Devontae Adams is going to play. As a result, he is a huge difference maker. I know Michael Thomas isn't playing. So maybe it's even Steven in that way. But I think it affects the Packers more than it affects the Saints. Saints have already played a game without Michael Thomas now. Now I think the Saints win the game. And I think it's lower scoring than people think because of these receivers being out. I think it's 23-20, the Saints.
Tux Takes.
Final game of the week. It's Monday Night Football, and it's a good one. Kansas City 2-0, Baltimore 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's the game of the year in the NFL. Like, unless the Patriots play the Bucs in the Super Bowl or something, this is the game of the year in the NFL. I think these are the two best teams we've seen so far. Although, look, some of these other teams, that you know, Green Bay has gotten up to a hot start. They can make an argument, but I still think it's the Chiefs and the Ravens. I like the Ravens to win the game. I think they're the better team. I think they're the best team in football. I think they might be the best team in football by a decent margin. We're going to find out Monday night. Patrick Mahomes is going to have to really, really pull some things out of his hat for the Chiefs to win this one. I think the Ravens run the ball down the Chiefs' throat. I think Mahomes is under duress most of the game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens, like, Mahomes is the one reason why I don't think the Ravens will win it going away. I think it ends up being 27-23. The Ravens win the game, but Mahomes has to battle and make some miraculous plays just to keep the Chiefs in the game. But I'll take the Ravens to win that one and get to 3-0. Shout-outs to Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, made an order at Sportaculture, SteakhouseSports.com, Vision Comics with an X. Shout out to all of those peeps. And Shop Local, including some of the ones I just said, because Shop Local with Visa to help support your community, because where you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. This podcast is everywhere you want it to be. Please subscribe. Please rate and review. All those things make a big difference to us. It's very helpful. It helps the algorithm. And I'll give you something. Just if you rate and review the show and send me a screenshot, I'll give you something. I'll sign something for you and send it to you. Or I'll send you a press pass or something. Just because I want you guys to know we appreciate when you do things that help the show. Other than that, plenty of content you can still consume before those games kick off on Sunday. Even Money, any of the Ross Tucker Football podcasts you might have missed. Fantasy Feast with Joe. He was on fire. I think certainly Bucks fans and Bills fans should listen to what Joe had to say because he went off on Josh Allen and Ronald Jones. And the College Draft Podcast before the first biggest college football weekend of the year. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.